We'll do in Shulchan Menachem in chapter Shin Mem Tes, the third piece over here. It talks about the timing of the Purim Fabrengen, and the Rebbe brings down that the Purim Fabrengen, as by the Rebbe's, was on the nighttime in between Purim and Shushan Purim, which is the Purim of the surrounded walls, what they do, but they do it in between Purim and Shushan Purim. So the Rebbe brings down that according to Shulchan Aruch, we need to start the Sudas Purim in the daytime. It needs to be on the 14th. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say specifically when you need to finish it. But the tradition, the Minhag, and Minhag Yisrael Torahi, is to continue the meal from the day to the nighttime, which means from the 14th to the 15th. Bring down in the notes over here that even after the 15th, you're still going to say Al Hanisim for Purim in the benching. And so this is to extend the Fabrengen that you start on Purim and extend it till after Purim. But the Fabrengen by the Rabbeim, by the Rabbeinu Nisienu, was actually at the night of the 15th, which means already after Purim, in between the 14th and the 15th, but after the 14th already. But certainly the Fabrengen takes place to extend the meal into the night of the 15th. Then the Rebbe used to have a tradition by every Fabrengen that he would say those who need to make a brocha achreina, after brocha should make a brocha achreina, to remind people to make a brocha achreina. So this was based on the an announcement that the Ramo would make. He would do this on Purim, and the Ramo would make a announcement to Ma'ariv Bizmanos, to people that they should make sure to daven Ma'ariv in the right time, not to go beyond the Zman of Ma'ariv, because people were celebrating Purim and they were had a lot of to drink, and he was making sure that people shouldn't forget and they should daven Ma'ariv before the time passes. And the Rebbe used this announcement of the Ramo to say that for sure, if the Ramo did it for Ma'ariv, which is only Midrabonon, or Rebbe says that Kal v'chomer for benching. And so the person asked the Rebbe Fakert that the Ma'ariv has Kriyas Shema in it, and Shema is Min HaTorah. So how could we say a Kal v'chomer? The Rebbe says use this as a Kal v'chomer for Birchas Hanenim, because it's not a Kal v'chomer, because over there it's also been HaTorah, the obligation of reading the Shema. So how did you, so the Rebbe says, look at the language, what he said. He didn't talk over there in Yiddish. He said to daven Ma'ariv in time. So besides the fact, the Rebbe says that he says Ma'ariv, he doesn't say Kriya Shema, because maybe you can do, as the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara, the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, which is Shema, as the Gemara says in the Gemara Baruchas, consisted of just saying the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and b'meile, maybe that could be done in the middle of the Suda, so they didn't have to tell them to be mekayim the mitzvah min haTorah. But the Rebbe says the language, so besides the fact maybe Kriya Shema wasn't an issue over there, but he says specifically bizmanoi, which means the time for reading the Shema, while the Shema needs to be read, but the Shema can be read all night. The timing that you have to read it before Chatzos, in the context of the Ma'ariv, that's midrabanon. So, since the emphasis, what the Ramo used to say, that Shudin, that you should do bizmano, so we're not talking about the chiv, the rice of the Shema, and therefore the Rebbe says in the fact that you read it within the Ma'ariv, and that was actually, even to begin with, it was a reshus. So the fact that, you know, the Shema as part of Ma'ariv, that's not a Torah. I mean, so to begin with, the idea of Ma'ariv Bechlal is optional, the Tfilas Ma'ariv. So the fact that if a person happened to be drunk and he didn't daven, and we're talking about Purim, so this would be only a Rabbanon, an issue of the Rabbanon over there. And still, the Ramo went and made sure that the davening should be bizmanoi. But it's a kol shekein when we talk about Birchas Hanenin, and you talk about benching, that is a Torah obligation. To forget that is violating a Torah obligation. So that's why it is a Kal V'chomer. It goes in also into a whole, that is why the Rebbe learned for sure to say by every Fabring and every opportunity, not to forget benching, and even Brocha Chreina, Brocha Mein, according to many opinions, that's Minat Torah as well. To make sure not to forget to make that bracha, because that's a kal v'chomer. Now, how come Taki we don't find the Ramo? We say that Ramo was careful about the Zmanay of Ma'ariv, but why wasn't he Taki careful about the Shema? And why didn't he make an announcement? Why wasn't that of concern? The Rebbe says for that you have a very long time. Perhaps you even have all the ways up till after Alois HaShachar till Netzach Hamo. With regards to Kriya Shema, the Tfila, the Rebbe also brings down the Mishnah Berurah. The Rebbe says different, but the bottom line is it's a very long time, and it would not be a problem so much for the benching and for the davening and just Shema, because there's plenty of time to do that. He was concerned about the Tfila Bizmano. And from that, the Rebbe has a kal v'chomer that we should make sure that people make the bracha chreinu that they have to make as a kal v'chomer.